This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah's peace and blessings be on each and every one of you. I'd like to welcome you, dear viewers, to another in our series, The Best in Islam. And in this series, we continue to look at what Allah and His Messenger have defined for us in Islam, in life, in our families, in our communities, as being the best. In this episode, we'll be looking at the best of paradise. What in paradise, after recognizing that no eye has ever seen what is there, nor has any ear heard what is there, nor has it even crossed the minds of any of us, how then could we know what is best? Well, Allah's Messenger did tell us what is the best pleasure of paradise. He said, in a narration from Suhaib, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ الْجَنَّةِ يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى تُرِيدُونَ شَيْئًا أَزِيدُكُمْ فَيَقُولُونَ أَلَمْ تُبَيِّضْ وُجُوهَنَا أَلَمْ تُدْخِلْنَا الْجَنَّةِ وَتُنَجِّنَا مِنَ النَّارِ فَيَكْشِفُ الْحِجَابِ فَمَا أُعْتُوا شَيْئًا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّظَرِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ عَزَّ وَجَلْ ثُمَّ تَلَى هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَالزِّيَادَةِ When those deserving paradise enter it, Almighty Allah, Most Blessed, will say, Do you wish me to give you anything more? And the people of paradise would say, Did you not brighten our faces, place us in paradise, and save us from the hellfire? He will then lift the veil, and of the things given to them in paradise, nothing will be dearer to them than gazing at their Lord, the mighty and glorious. Then the Prophet recited the verse, Those who do good will have the best reward and something more. So the Prophet, may God's peace and blessing be upon him here, told us that the greatest of the rewards of paradise would be seeing Allah. We have worshipped him in this life without seeing him. No one has seen him. In paradise, this will be the greatest reward, greater, far greater than any of the pleasures of paradise. Seeing Allah, as the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ explained in other narrations, that we would see him like the way we see the full moon, without anyone straining his neck, trying to get up to look above others to see the full moon. It's visible to everybody. We would see him with that ease that today we see the full moon. And this would be, as the Prophet ﷺ told us, the greatest pleasure of paradise. And I'm sure each and every one of us can relate to that, in that that is something which is beyond our expectations, something which we cannot even begin to imagine what it would be like. And that will be for those who make it to paradise. We're moving on now to patience and the best of patience. Allah Most Great and Glorious said in Surah An-Nisa, verse 25, وَأَن تَصْبِرُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ It is better for you to be patient, for Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. It is better for us to be patient. Patient because it is the key to success. Elsewhere in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah told us, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ. I will try you with something from fear and hunger. وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ. And our loss of wealth and loss of lives. والثمرات. And a loss of the fruit of our deeds, our efforts. فَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And give glad tidings to those who are patient. Because that is the greatest test. If we are patient, then we will be given glad tidings of paradise, of success in this life and the life to come. And who are those who are patient? Allah goes on to say, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةً. They are those who, when calamity strikes, say, we belong to Allah, and to Him we must return. That the whole of life and everything that happens in it is by the permission of Allah. And it is ultimately for our good. We accept that it is Allah who decides whose life will be taken, whose property will be lost, who will be hungry, whose efforts, business efforts will fail. All of that belongs to Allah. So, in the end, we will have to return to Him and answer for how we responded to, how we dealt with these tests that we were faced with in life. So, the key for all of that, to get through all of it, is patience. And that is why we find patience mentioned so many different places in the Quran. Now, some people might say, well, some people are just patient people, and then other people aren't. Most people are not patient people. Most of us are impatient. That is the nature of the majority of human beings. We have impatience. We can't wait. We want to get things done now. You know, this is the norm. So patience is something unusual. But yet we are called to do it. What this means, if the fact that Allah has made this such a key point for our success, it must mean that it is something achievable by everyone. No matter how impatient you might be, or you think you are, it is possible to learn patience. And the Prophet, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, had given us a formula. He said, وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهُ. Whoever pretends to be patient, Allah will eventually give them patience. So if on the outside you pretend to be patient, you do the things that patient people do or would do, but inside yourself you're impatient. You really want the thing to happen now, you want things to change, whatever. Inside yourself you feel that way very strongly, but externally, you maintain a facade of patience. Eventually, you do that enough times, then it will become real. And the impatience that you feel within yourself now, when you first try to do it, it will go. And you will be able to comfortably handle the situations in this way. So that was the Prophet's recommendation. May Allah's peace and blessing be upon him. And Allah here told us, it is better for you to be patient. وَأَن تَصْبِرُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. This is the bottom line. For each and every one of us, it is better to be patient. Moving on, in terms of people, we have a statement from Ka'b ibn Malik, which reiterates a point that we looked at earlier among the points of what's best in the family. أفضل الناس مؤمن بين كريمتين. The best of people is a believer in the service of his two noble parents. This reiterates the importance of looking after parents, taking care of them, serving them as they served us. When we were children incapable of doing anything for ourselves, they changed our diapers, they bathed us, they fed us. We were totally dependent upon them. When their turn comes, we should be ready to be in their service. Looking after our parents, and the Prophet ﷺ mentioned two noble parents, not meaning necessarily a special category of parents, but parents in general have the right to be looked after in response or to reciprocate what they did for us when we were completely dependent upon them. With that, we'd like to take a brief break and see you after the break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. La ilaha Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah's peace and blessings be on each and every one of you. I'd like to welcome you, dear viewers, to another in our series, The Best in Islam. In this series, we continue to look at what Allah and His Messenger have defined for us in Islam, in life, in our families, in our communities, as being the best. In the previous segment, we were looking at, on one hand, the best of paradise. Allah's Messenger did tell us what is the best pleasure of paradise. He said, in a narration from Suhaib, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ الْجَنَّةِ يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى تريدون شيئا أزيدكم فيقولون ألم تبيض وجوهنا ألم تدخلنا الجنة وتنجنا من النار فيكشف الحجاب فما أعطوا شيئا أحب إليهم من النظر إلى ربهم عز وجل ثم تلا هذه الآية للذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة. When those deserving paradise enter it, Almighty Allah, Most Blessed, will say, do you wish me to give you anything more? And the people of paradise will say, did you not brighten our faces, place us in paradise, and save us from the hellfire? He will then lift the veil, and of the things given to them, in paradise, nothing will be dearer to them than gazing at their Lord, the mighty and glorious. Then the Prophet recited the verse, those who do good will have the best reward and something more. So the Prophet, may God's peace and blessing be upon him here, told us that the greatest of the rewards of paradise would be seeing Allah. And on the other hand, we're looking at the keys to success in this life, which were patience. Those who are patient with the trials of this life will achieve the paradise, and with it, seeing Allah. May we all be among those who get the opportunity to see Allah. Moving on, in terms of people, we have a statement from Ka'b ibn Malik, which reiterates a point that we looked at earlier among the points of what's best in the family. أفضل الناس مؤمن بين كريمتين. The best of people is a believer in the service of his two noble parents. This reiterates the importance of looking after parents, taking care of them, serving them as they served us. When we were children incapable of doing anything for ourselves, they changed our diapers, they bathed us, they fed us. We were totally dependent upon them. When their turn comes, we should be ready to be in their service. Looking after our parents, and the Prophet ﷺ mentioned two noble parents, not meaning necessarily a special category of parents, but parents in general have the right to be looked after in response or to reciprocate what they did for us when we were completely dependent upon them. We should be prepared, no matter what it takes, for us to look after them. Unless things reach a point where you just absolutely cannot. It's beyond your ability. But in most cases, I would say, in the vast majority of cases, we are capable of handling whatever our parents may go through. Of course, it requires being patient. Patience that we spoke about in the earlier segment of our program, that patience comes out now in how we deal with our parents. As they were patient with us, when they would change our diaper, and after changing the diaper, just when you're finished, you did it again. And they had to go through the whole thing all over again. They held themselves, they didn't hit you and so on and so. You know, others might, but they didn't. They're your parents. They were patient with it. So as they were patient when they were responsible, you should be prepared to be as patient, if not more so, when you become responsible for them. Moving on, with regards to people and patience, the best of people, as described by the Prophet, may God's peace and blessing be upon him, are those with a clean heart. He said, as narrated by Abdullah ibn Amr, when he was asked, Ayyun nasi afdal? Which people are the best? He said, Kullu makhmum al-qalb saduq al-lisan. Everyone possessing a heart which is assessed and a truthful tongue. They questioned, Qalu, صدوق اللسان نعرفه فما مخموم القلب. We know what is meant by the one with a truthful tongue, but what is meant by one with an assessed heart? قال, the Prophet ﷺ went on to say, هو التقي النقي لا إثم فيه ولا بغي ولا غل ولا حسد. He replied, he is the one who is pious and pure, without sin or injustice, malice or jealousy. So, in this narration, the Prophet, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, described the essential characteristics that the best people should have, that we who are less than the best should strive for, make that a target for ourselves. That on one hand, we should have a truthful tongue. That goes without saying, that we should be only speaking the truth. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. We speak the truth. We advise each other truthfully. We uphold the truth. But also, we are pious. Because fearing Allah becomes the driving force for properly upholding the truth, and upholding the truth even when it is against us, when it is not in our favor, when it hurts us. And the pure, those who have pure intentions, they are not doing things for any other ulterior motive. They're seeking the pleasure of Allah. They want Allah to accept their deeds. So their hearts remain pure in this respect. He replied, the one who is pious, he fears Allah, He's conscious of Allah. That is critical for the truthful tongue to be of value and to be consistent. Because people might be truthful for periods of time, for ulterior motives. But when difficulty comes, when trying times come, they will lie. They will not be truthful. But the truthful tongue, based on belief, belief in God, is not one that is going to be truthful at all times. He will not compromise, or she will not compromise the truth simply in order to gain things from this world or to what cannot be achieved through honest means. That person should also be pure. Pure from sinful intentions. That is not their driving forces. They have their people of ulterior motives. People who have hidden agendas. People who are always seeking to deceive others, etc. Their intentions are not pure. And their hearts should be without sin. Meaning not that they don't commit any sins, but their hearts should not be primarily a sinful heart, a heart which is filled with sin, does very little good, but most of what it is doing and it is driving the body to do is sinful. And also, it is not unjust. That heart should be a just heart, a heart that seeks justice for itself and for others and upholds justice. Also, it should have no malice, bad intent towards others, nor should it have jealousy in it, dissatisfied with what other people have, because it is more than what we have, driven by jealousy. This is the type of heart which makes people the best, free from these negative qualities. And this is what Islam calls us to, having a good heart. In one narration, the Prophet Muhammad had said, there is a piece of flesh in the body. If it is healthy, if it is good, then the whole body is good. If it's corrupted, if it is sick, the whole body becomes corrupted and sick. And that is the heart. So the heart is the base from which all things are done. If it is not a good, fertile, healthy base, then what comes from it is not good, healthy, or fertile. It is bad, it is unhealthy, and it is infertile. It is destructive. So, what makes us best is a good heart. A heart which drives a truthful tongue and is free from malice and jealousy towards our fellow human beings. With that, dear viewers, we'd like to thank you for being with us on this segment of our program, The Best in Islam. And we hope that you will continue to follow the program in its many episodes to come. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.